where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WML News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Donald Trump was nearly 3 hours late for a scheduled rally in Leesburg last night, but that didn't seem to dampen the enthusiasm of the crowd.
Your governor has illegally given voting rights to 60,000 felons. He's letting criminals cancel out the votes of law-abiding citizens. You have to get everyone you know to the polls. We are going to win. We are going to have one of the great victories of all time.
Trump's Leesburg rally capped a whirlwind day that included stops in Colorado, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. The 10th District congressional race in Northern Virginia between incumbent Republican Barbara Comstock and Democratic challenger Lou Anne Bennett could be very close, according to one political analyst.
It's a district that's very split.
UVA's Jeffrey Skelly says the 10th congressional district includes parts of Democratic-leaning Northern Virginia and more Republican-leaning rural areas like the Shenandoah Valley.
And I think you're going to see a pretty stark difference west to east in the voting patterns.
Comstock and Bennett's success is tied to the way residents feel about the president. Candidates. Skelly predicts Democrat Hillary Clinton will carry the district narrowly, in which case
Comstock can win, because she does have a track record of running ahead of troubled Republican candidates.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Question one on the Virginia ballot tomorrow will look at enshrining Virginia's right to work law in the state constitution.
Why put something that's already law into the constitution? It makes no sense to Senate Minority Leader Dick Saslaw.
Why not transfer the whole code? It's about 8 feet long. What are you going to do next?
Calls it a publicity stunt for certain Republicans.
Nobody's ever tried to change it.
We do have threats.
State Senator Mark Obenshain says there are attempts by the General Assembly to chip away at it every year.
We need to do things that make it clear Virginia's open for business.
The changing tides of Virginia are making it a purple state.
Political analyst Quentin Kidd says Democrats could be in charge of the General Assembly over the next few decades.
It's easier to change a law than it is to change a constitution.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she will not veto the Death with Dignity bill. But she also says she's still not sure she's going to sign it.
My expectation is that it's going to become law. It had a 11-2 vote at the council. I expect that it'll go the same way on their second vote.
Yeah, but as mayor, you can put your name on it, right?
Yep, I'm not going to veto the bill, so I expect it to become law.
Bowser spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. New this morning, former U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno has died.
Family members say Janet Reno died early today from complications of Parkinson's disease. She was 78. The Florida native was nominated to the post of Attorney General in 1993, becoming the first woman to take the position. She would end up becoming the second longest serving Attorney General, but not before finding herself at the center of several political storms during the Clinton administration.
Correspondent Scott Carr. Police in the Washington region are stepping up their efforts to prevent pedestrian deaths. They say it's because the end of daylight saving time brings darker evening commutes and greater risks to pedestrians and bicyclists. This new enforcement effort will target not just drivers, but pedestrians and bicyclists who break traffic laws as well. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,888, the NASDAQ at 50,46. Sports, the Redskins enjoy their bye week, the Cowboys win their seventh straight, the Giants beat Philly, the Ravens top the Steelers, late game Oakland wins, NBA the Wizards host the Rockets tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04, up next, traffic and weather, as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really, unique.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am where I am here.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Ever opened a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Wilson Bridge out of Virginia. Have a little bit of volume in Alexandria. Once on the bridge, though, you're okay. Now, out of Maryland, your delays before St. Barnabas Road, not quite back to Route 5, so that's some positive news there. Let's go 295, though. Big delays continue just north of the Beltway, 295 north past the Naval Research Lab. Whether you're exiting onto the inbound Douglas Bridge or the 11th Street Bridge, had the crash on the westbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, where DDOT tells me all is clear. Also, heavy pressure to get across the Douglas Bridge. Either that's bailout traffic, but I have Suitland Parkway slows well before Route 5 now, again, to head inbound for 295 and over the Douglas Bridge. So just be cautious of that. On the top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, slow and 270. Heavy ride through Urbana and Hyattstown. Again, Clarksburg down to the Beltway. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
High pressure locked in. Long run of dry weather here as we head on through the next couple of days. We'll keep it dry. 61 today. Plenty of sunshine. Clear tonight. Chilly 41. Suburbs a little chillier. Sunshine tomorrow. Some afternoon overcast. A little bit milder for Election Day. Up to 68 degrees. Maybe some showers by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic. The Weather Channel at WMAL.
Right now 40 in Stafford. 36 in Frederick. 45 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. America's first woman attorney general has died. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, we'll talk to Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, who speaks on behalf of the Trump campaign. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now is longtime Clinton friend, associate, and former White House counsel, Lanny Davis, to join us on this election eve. Good morning, Lanny.
Good morning. You should add longtime fan of you two and this program.
Well, you join a long list of people here in the greater Washington area with that, Lanny. Lanny, listen, we learned this morning as we began of the passing of Janet Reno, former attorney general, of course, out of the Clinton administration. You served with her. I would love to give you the opportunity to reflect on Attorney General Reno's passing.
Thank you. There's something I really appreciate a chance. There's something very personal. I was the person called by the White House after several other nominees didn't make it.
I remember that.
To do the background vetting of somebody who was the district attorney of Dade County, Florida, named Janet Reno. And from that moment, I called her on the telephone. We started to go through her tax returns and everything we could find out about her. And at the end of the day, she sat in my living room surrounded by lots of lawyers and lots of people who had gone through every part of her life. And we all said to her, you're going to be the next attorney general. And she was a humble, simple person, brilliant lawyer, but always the most amazing humility. So what a great loss. I know she suffered from Parkinson's in the closing years of her life, but she never stopped smiling, and lots of political criticism of her. She made some tough calls, but she was a great human being.
Well,
so thanks for
Of course. And Lanny Davis, I think part of Janet Reno's legacy will always be intertwined with the Kenneth Starr investigations of all of the various happenings during the Clinton administration. And it leads us to the brink of potentially, possibly, it looks like it's still looking so razor thin for tomorrow's election, but we could be on the brink of another Clinton administration. And so many Americans are feeling this level of fatigue already that there is a cloud over this candidacy and potentially the president-elect. What should voters make of that, Lanny Davis? I know you want Hillary Clinton to be president, and I got to say, a big reason why I don't want her to be president is because I don't want to go through this. I don't want to go through more of the same from the Clinton family, the whole scene.
Well, if you didn't add Clinton family, I would respectfully agree with you, but We're all fatigued by the culture of investigations, investigations, and investigations.
Oh, let me clarify. I'm not fatigued by investigations. I'm fatigued by all of the shenanigans, the Clinton Foundation, and the commingling of funds, and the lobbying against State Department rules that Hillary Clinton herself laid forward, saying there would be a clear line between the foundation, and then don't even get me started on the classified information handed to a maid to print out. That's what fatigues me, not investigating. Investigating is Congress's job. I'm sorry for interrupting. I just wanted to clarify.
No, it's okay. Investigating is Congress's job up to a point. But if you really listen to the American people, we pay Congress to address our problems, not spend millions and millions of dollars chasing rabbit holes. And that's what some of us think Congress have done. But I think all of us, most of us, get very fatigued by the back and forth Democrats and Republicans investigating. And if this were a Democratic Congress investigating a Republican president, I would absolutely oppose that as well. And I was a friend of George W. Bush. I disagreed with him. But investigating is, of course, oversight is important. But I just want to say my opinion is that this Congress, Democrats and Republicans, whoever is the next president, I'm not assuming Hillary Clinton. I think she's ahead, but I think Trump has run a very competitive campaign, is that we want Congress to act in a bipartisan focus to solve our problems. Yes, there should be congressional oversight, but we have a Justice Department, all right, prosecutors all over the country who are not political to do the prosecutions, and not to jump to conclusions based upon headlines and allegations.
Right.
Let's have Congress solve our problems. I think that's where most of the American people are.
All right. Can I jump in for a minute, Lanny? Because, you know, you say that, you know, we have too many investigations. I was struck by something that John Cornyn, Senator Cornyn of Texas, tweeted out yesterday. Said Hillary can't blame any of this, talking about the email stuff, on anything but her attitude that the rules that apply to everyone else don't apply to her. And let's get honest about this. This email server would never have been a thing at all if it had not been for her decision that I don't need to follow the traditions and the procedures that have always been followed because I am Hillary Clinton and I don't have to do it that way. I'm going to have a private email server. None of this would have ever become an issue if she had not made that decision.
Look, let me give you a quick response, and I think debating emails at this point is probably not very interesting for your listeners. They're probably, as Bernie Sanders said, tired of it, but I will. It's a good question, and I'll give you a quick answer. Number one, she agrees. She made a bad mistake. She said so. She apologized. I do say that's in contrast to many things that Donald Trump has done in his previous years that were mistakes, and he's never apologized. Number two, the FBI director, who I criticized for putting a report out that had no evidence of any even existence of emails that were, as he said, significant, made a judgment that there was no violation of any law by anything she did with the emails, including the private server, although she said it was a bad mistake. And number three, now that this is over and we're facing an election tomorrow, the American people are focused on the big issues affecting their lives, and I don't think it's emails. I think it's our economy, and let's, you know, talk about the differing approaches of the two candidates in this final interview. But I'm happy to say to you that, in my opinion, I respect the judgment of the FBI director yesterday in clearing the air, despite all the accusations and jumping to conclusions, even Donald Trump last night repeated that she's committed crimes. First, he praised the FBI director when he reopened. Now that he said he hasn't changed his mind after looking at all the emails, I think we should move on.
Well, there was certainly a lot of condemnation of James Comey last week from the Democrats, too. You know what I would
I'm still critical of him. You heard me say
Lenny.
Something without any evidence.
I want to ask you this. You're an insider. You're in these conversations with you. This is one of the reasons why we do enjoy having you on, because you're in the room talking to these people. I got to tell you, I was struck by how they But Podesta and the campaign team talked about you via email when this story broke. I think you were right. You went out there and said, let's get these emails out.
Yep.
You even said, I'm willing to have an independent person look at the emails and determine which ones are private and which ones were public. Imagine if Hillary Clinton had listened to your advice. Imagine if John Podesta didn't say in one of the emails, what did he say? We got to zap Lanny out of our life. That was offensive and rude.
That actually wasn't John Podesta.
Oh, all right. Maybe it wasn't John who said that. But you know what I'm saying, Lanny. When you look back on this, don't you wish they had followed your advice?
Well, first of all, my wife says she wants to zap me. She liked that email. Secondly, I only said bring in an independent observer. If you read the whole sentence with Chris Wallace, it isn't easy. You guys let me finish the sentence. He doesn't. I said if there is a subpoena. And you and I have gone through this before, that I wouldn't want any independent person going through your private emails, who's then going to leak everything. So I said if. But look, I did, and so did everyone, and so really, quite frankly, has Mrs. Clinton said, please publish all my emails. She said it immediately when the email disclosure first came out. We want to put them all out. She turned over 55,000, and she said, publish them. She did the same thing to James Comey 10 days ago.
But Lanny, so but then weeks later, they used BleachBit to wipe the drive, and we've learned now, FBI Director James Comey himself has verified that on that drive, they've recovered business emails, government emails that she had said were personal. So you can't say
Getting rid of your personal emails, every single person listening on this phone would agree with that.
Right, but you got rid of government emails.
All right, but James Comey found a couple that were caught up in that deletion.
Yeah,
found them all.
Couple,
and came to a conclusion twice. I can't believe we're redoing this.
No, we know the conclusion. I just wanted to contest
it. There was no law violated.
Twice. All right, Lanny.
He did it in July.
He did it yesterday.
So
all right. Well, Lanny,
there was no legal wrongdoing.
So many things I would like to explore further with you, but our time sadly has come to an end.
Enjoy election night, though, and we will as well.
It is now 8:16 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. And so many delays I'd like to get rid of, but we're still heavy on the brakes. 270 through Urbana, Clarksburg, most of the way down to the Beltway. And we'll take you onto the Interloop into Bethesda. It looks like a lot of this is sun glare. Interloop as you come around past Old Georgetown Road toward Connecticut Avenue. Outer Loop with our normal delays over to Georgia Avenue. Out of Adelphi, if you heard me talk about the crash on Riggs Road southbound at Merrimack Drive, that has been cleared. So your travel lanes are open. Getting a little bit better there, but I'm still seeing the heavy delays. So still a stretch. You might want to avoid Riggs Road near Merrimack with the accident activity in each direction. Heading on to the southeast, Southwest Freeway westbound near the 3rd Street Tunnel. New incident was reported. We were just starting to ease out those delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Abundant sunshine today, a high of 61 degrees, tonight 41. Tomorrow, election day, a high of 68. And then tomorrow night, maybe some showers will move in. Temperature will be around 52, a 40% chance of rain. We'll have some more rain on Wednesday. Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees at 818 on WMAO.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar Thursday, November 10th in Reston or Tuesday the 15th in Columbia. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners, sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Doctor Strange, you think you know how the world works?
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, if you saw Doctor Strange over the weekend, you are not alone, my friend. It made $85 million in North America. $325 million worldwide in just the opening week. There's a brand new Marvel superhero storyline starring Benedict Cumberbatch, not your typical superhero kind of actor, but he is a great actor, and boy, it seemed to do real well. I've got a lot to get to in the entertainment report here, Brian, but you saw it, I didn't, and you loved it.
I loved it. It was the most, well, I'm not sure I completely understand it. I'm going to go back and see it again.
If you saw Doctor Strange, give us a call and explain it to Brian
Wilson. Because there were parts of it I'm still trying to ponder over. But I got to tell you, Oh, my goodness. The visuals in this movie are just amazing.
That's what I keep hearing.
I mean, I can't even summon the words to describe the visual images you'll see in this movie. And listen, I'm sort of hot and cold on 3D. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't.
Yep.
You got to see this in 3D. It is just amazing.
All right. Well, I'm going to.
That's pretty high praise.
I'm planning on seeing it today. But also, by the way, over the weekend, it's very rare that two movies open in the same weekend that I want to see. But I really do want to see the brand new Mel Gibson World War II drama, Hacksaw Ridge. I hear that Vince Vaughn is fantastic in it. Mm-hmm. I love a war movie
for sure.
Where the good guys win, the Americans. And that actually did pretty well this weekend as well. So congratulations for everyone who worked on that film. All right. Meanwhile, a lot of you just love the whole Breaking Bad situation, right? And here's the thing. Breaking Bad was great, and everyone started to get involved with it when they could stream it on Netflix, right? And so they really all caught up. And as soon as Breaking Bad went off the air, that's kind of when Walking Dead really started to rise. So, like, the first season of Walking Dead almost coincided with the last two seasons of Breaking Bad, if I remember right. There's a little overlap. Well, now, if you're a fan of both shows, there's a really interesting theory out there where people are saying that Breaking Bad is actually a prequel to Walking Dead. You know Walking Dead, there's no spoiler here. Walking Dead is a near-future apocalyptic story where basically most of the entire human race has been taken over by a virus that turns them into zombies. And, you know, it's nasty. And it's about living in this post-American society with zombies as the major threat. Well, how did they become zombies? How did this thing happen? Well, the theory is that it was that special blue crystal meth that that was invented in Breaking Bad by of course, our favorite lead character and actor in all of television.
Say my name.
Exactly. And so,
Eisenberg.
And so, and apparently there's some allusions to this, that it was that rarer type of crystal meth that he created in Breaking Bad. You were not a big, you haven't been into either of those, have you?
I guess I will.
You really need to do Breaking Bad.
At some point, I'll
go
back and catch it, but no.
All right. In the meantime, you know, we've heard about all these actors who want to leave the country if tomorrow night it's announced that Donald Trump is the next president of the United States. Well, get this one. Cher is not going to leave the country, Brian Wilson.
Oh, really?
She's going to leave the planet. Do you believe?
Okay.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. To the moon, Cher. To the moon. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
This salute to veterans is brought to you by the people of Boeing, who are proud to observe Veterans Day and pay tribute to all who have served and are currently serving in America's armed forces.
Let me ask you something. Is your carpet reminding you of what you served for dinner last Thanksgiving? You look down at your carpet, a little cranberry here, maybe a little wine stain. And what is that crusty? Is that stuffing? Look, we all love our memories of great times with friends and family at Thanksgiving, but our carpet shouldn't be what reminds us, okay? So Zero Res wants you to get clean for the holidays, and they are ready to turn your carpets into like-new condition again. No one cleans like Zero Res. Trust me on this. Only Zero Res cleans using their patented green-empowered water system. Zero toxic chemicals and zero detergents. Carpets stay cleaner longer, and spots don't return with a Zero Res clean. Trust me. They are locally owned, by the way, and operated by Luis and Lindsay Padilla. They are fantastic. And if you call them and ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special, they're going to take care of you because they know how nasty my carpets were and they know how beautiful they are now. Call Zero Res today. Zero Res is proud to honor and celebrate our veterans this week. This week only for Veterans Day, they're offering current and retired military personnel a special 20% off their entire cleaning when they call in and book that appointment. Call now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Over 300,000 veterans died while waiting for health care from the VA. Studies show that up to 20 veterans commit suicide every day, but 40% of calls made to the VA Suicide Prevention Hotline went unanswered. America's veterans are calling for help, but John Sarbanes refuses to answer. Sarbanes voted multiple times against needed VA reforms that could have saved the lives of countless veterans. It's no wonder that a leading veterans rights group rated John Sarbanes as one of the 5 worst members of Congress on veterans issues. It's time to elect a leader who understands veterans because he is a veteran. Dr. Mark Plaster joined the Navy after decades as an emergency room physician. Dr. Plaster served 2 deployments to Iraq, helping save the lives of soldiers soldiers wounded and injured on the front lines. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will demand accountability and sweeping reforms at the VA so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. Paid for by the Plaster for Congress Committee.
I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
Semper Fi.
Do you know anyone who's legally registered to vote in three states? Seven on Your Side does. So what would happen if he went to more than one poll to cast his vote for president? See for yourself. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 6. Seven on Your Side. Four little words that pack a big punch. That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, Seven on Your Side.
It is 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 heads up from the Beltway and toward Landmark, slowing. You hit the slowdowns again as you pass that Glebe Road out of Shirlington to get to the crash now at Boundary Channel. Now, it's in the right lane. I see two cars. It's a couple people walking around. So if you're heading, again, 395 north toward Boundary Channel on the 14th Street Bridge, all those commuters that are getting stuck in that right lane behind the crash, let them get in. Two left lanes get you by. On the George Washington Parkway southbound, obviously we'll have that volume to merge onto the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Tough go to get over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, jamming up the George Washington Parkway out of Arlington on 66. 270's been a slow go this morning. Had several incidents out of the way. Once you get through Urbana, heavy most of the way Clarksburg into Rockville. Update is brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather continuing now, kicking off a new week with clear sky this morning, mostly blue this afternoon, 61. Tonight, 41 clear. Tomorrow, Election Day, some afternoon clouds, 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It is 8:27 on WMAL. News this morning that Janet Reno has passed from this world. She passed away after a long bout of illness. And look, she was an interesting character. I covered her when she was in this town. You got to remember that she came onto the scene after two failed nominees were put forward by Bill Clinton. Zoe Baird and Kimba Wood were both rejected when they found out that they had nannygate problems. They had used illegal aliens to care for their children. And so that was a problem, and they have sort of washed out. And then Janet Reno stepped in to the void, an unusual and quite frankly, sort of an awkward figure on the public stage. But quite frankly, she was involved in some of the big decisions of the Clinton administration. The Branch Davidian compound raid, the Elian Gonzalez matter. But she was also the person who appointed a special counsel for the Lewinsky matter. So a mixed record there for Janet Reno, but she has now passed from the scene. She passed. We got that word early this morning.
It's 8:28 on WMAL.
This is Barack Obama. Now, we're at the end of what has felt like a really long election season. It's time to make the final decision about who we should elect to represent us. Unfortunately, some Republicans are already gearing up to do everything they can to stop any progress in Washington. They've said they would stop any future Democratic Supreme Court nominee and spend their time on endless investigations. And believe it or not, there are even some Republicans in Congress who have already said they want to start the impeachment process. Regardless of what political party you're in, I think we can all agree that the gridlock and obstruction needs to stop. Republicans running for Congress are promising more gridlock and inaction. If you want to get things done in Washington, vote for Democrats for Congress. Send a message by sending leaders to Washington who will work for you and won't just put their party over progress. Vote for Democrats for Congress.
Paid for by DCCC. DCCC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DCCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. During World War II, our greatest generation held medal drives to support our soldiers. In that same spirit, I'm here to enlist you in NRA Cars for Freedom. If you have an unwanted car, tractor, boat, or motorcycle, we'll pick it up for free in nearly any condition. Donations are tax deductible and will be used to educate our country and protect our freedom. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT.
Coming up in just a moment, the governor of Oklahoma, Mary Fallon, who speaks on behalf of the Trump campaign.
What's on your mind?
I don't know. I washed my tongue and I can't do a thing with it. It's 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Donald Trump capped a 5-state campaign blitz early this morning in Leesburg. He was scheduled to be there at 9:30 last night, but he ended up taking the stage at nearly 12:30.
This is a marathon today. We're not playing games, right? Hillary right now is fast asleep. She's sleeping so beautifully. She's sleeping beautifully.
And on this last day of the campaign, both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are crisscrossing the nation now that the FBI has effectively again cleared Clinton in the email scandal. Will that give her a boost?
This is ostensibly very good news for the campaign. Good news that Hillary Clinton doesn't want to talk about right now on the campaign trail. And here's why. When it comes to this campaign, when it comes to the message the Clinton campaign thinks gets them over that line of 270 electoral votes on Election Day, it's a message that needs to be about not the FBI, Donald Trump.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Over 100,000 people in Northern Virginia have cast absentee ballots, helping push the statewide total to a new record of over 538,000. Fairfax County expects to receive about 120,000 of those absentee ballots total for tomorrow's election. The first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, Janet Reno, has died.
Janet Reno really was the type of person who had the kind of conviction and courage really to move forward in some of these cases. Waco as well, with the Branch Davidians and the law of life. There were quite a few bit of controversial cases, but she was someone who was not only admired, but she was also beloved as well.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,888. The NASDAQ at 50,46. Sports, the Redskins take the weekend off. Wins for the Giants and the Cowboys. The Ravens beat Pittsburgh. The late game, the Raiders beat Denver. NBA, the Wizards entertain Houston tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Did you hear about Luann Bennett?
Tell me.
Bennett hasn't lived in our congressional district for over 10 years, but she wants to be our congresswoman in Virginia?
Didn't she live at the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C.?
Sure did. A nonpartisan group filed a complaint showing Bennett didn't pay her D.C. income taxes as required. Another story says Bennett may have committed mortgage fraud.
Yeah, and didn't Luann Bennett support the largest tax increase in Virginia history and now wants $1 trillion more in tax increases?
Yep. Doesn't pay her taxes, but wants to raise ours. That's why I'm voting for Barbara Comstock. She wants tax relief for families, and she's for a strong national defense.
Did I hear the Washington Post endorsed Comstock?
Sure did. So did all the local papers. They said Comstock knows our district, worked on our issues, stood up for federal workers, and is among the most bipartisan members of Congress.
I'm with you. I'm voting for Barbara Comstock.
I'm Barbara Comstock, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Comstock for Congress.
Sometimes it takes a cold snap to get your attention.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
That's when it really hits you. If you have a furnace that's 10 years old or older, you're risking a breakdown every time you flip that switch. Especially if you've been a little relaxed about having your system maintained. You know, I get it. Getting a furnace tune-up is not a huge priority for most folks. Until it gives up and there's no heat. And that's why it is so important that you book a furnace tune-up from my stand-up guys here at Snell Heating and Air. And you want to do it before things get crazy around here and you got to wait in line. A WOW fall furnace tune-up from Snell is just $79. And with that, you get greater efficiency, lower power bills, and reliable comfort all winter long. So every time you flip on the thermostat, that's the time to really relax.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Looks like help on the scene here at 395 northbound near Boundary Channel Drive along the right side. Slowly having one to two lanes at times getting by the scene of the crash. So patience needed for sure to work through Shirlington and up onto the inbound 14th Street Bridge past the crash. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, your delays looks like they're quickly easing out. So before 210, now with that volume to the Wilson Bridge, may have a minor fender bender along the way. But again, those delays are starting to ease. We'll take you around 270 southbound, still quite slow through Urbana and Hyattstown, Clarksburg off and on in toward Rockville onto the 270 Spur. The three incidents that we had earlier this morning on 270 have been cleared out of the travel lanes and into the sun glare this morning for a lot of you. From the inner loop of the Beltway heading through Bethesda, that's slow, and 66 Greenway and Toll Road as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
61 today is a little bit cooler than yesterday, mostly sunny. Tonight clear 41, suburbs 30s. Election day, sunshine, some afternoon clouds. And a milder 68 may threaten some showers here by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Warrenton, 47 still in Silver Spring, 47 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
That's right. Election day is tomorrow, and the last night at midnight, Donald Trump was stumping
after
in Leesburg.
Midnight,
yeah, Leesburg, Virginia. Of course, Loudoun County, an all-important swing county in the swing state of Virginia, could make the difference in tomorrow's tally. And joining him on stage last night was the governor of Oklahoma, Mary Fallon, who is still in Virginia. She joins us right now. Thanks for joining us, Madam Governor.
Well, good morning to you.
Listen, my in-laws live in Oklahoma City, so I was alerted late last night, or this morning, I should say, by that earthquake that hit central Oklahoma. I know that that region of your state, they're used to tornadoes, but these earthquakes are becoming quite a thing. What can you tell us based on your reports back home with regard to the damage of this earthquake?
Well, thank goodness no one was hurt that we know of at this point, but we immediately had our emergency management people throughout the state, checking the bridges, the dams, certainly working with our charities within the community to help with any type of debris cleanup and make sure the structures were safe. And we've got a really good group of people that I appointed about 2 years ago called the Oklahoma Governor Seismicity Council, which works together sharing information, sharing electronics and technology to be able to coordinate between the energy sector and certainly our U.S. Geological Survey and our various regulatory entities who oversee earthquakes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have some known fault lines in our state. We also know that there's certain places where you have fault lines, and if you have a disposal well with the oil and gas industry, that if you put too much pressure down at a certain fault line, that it could cause an earthquake. And we have actually cut back, way back, on our disposal wells and the amount of pressure that they have. And so we've seen a decrease in earthquakes in our state, but we also you know that we have natural fault lines in Oklahoma.
Well, listen, I know it's a big deal to Oklahomans, so I wanted you to be able to give a chance to talk about that. Thank you.
Let me turn to the campaign because, you know, you're from a red state. I mean, there's no redder state, really, than Oklahoma, is there? And so you're traveling around, and you're right now, you're in the purplest of the purple areas in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and you had a big turnout last night. What do you say to people in your final argument to say when they ask, you know, why should I vote for Donald Trump?
Well, you know what I say to people is read the platform. What does someone stand for? If you believe in your constitutional rights, if you believe that a free market system works versus a big bureaucratic government-run system that tells you how you're going to buy your health care, that runs up the national debt, that reduces our spending on our military, that doesn't take very good care of our veterans, that doesn't believe in the right to life and being able to limit abortions performed in America, then that's what this vote's about. It's about the two choices between two different candidates, basically, that see the world in a very different light. You know, Hillary Clinton's been in politics for over 30 years. We know her track record. We know that she's been under investigation for a very long time, and that really concerns me. And we know that she's not beyond doing things to promote her own career when it comes to destroying emails, to destroying cell phones, or sending classified information, national security information related to our troops and our soldiers and any other national security information over a personal email server. And then, certainly, in my opinion, trying to cover it up. And then she's got her own employees who have taken the fifth on different things that were related to her. And that's what bothers me. Whereas you have another guy who has created jobs, employed people. He believes in keeping taxes low. He says he's going to cut taxes. Hillary says she's going to increase taxes. Donald Trump says he's going to cut one, for every one new regulation, he's going to cut two regulations. He believes in our freedom of speech, our right to be able to assemble. He's going to repeal Obamacare, which has been a disaster. And those are the reasons why I think people need to look at what does a candidate stand for? What kind of America do you want? And there are two very distinct choices.
Yeah, there sure is.
Socialism hasn't worked in other nations.
Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon is our guest. She's in town because she was out stumping for Donald Trump last night at a late night rally in Leesburg. And Leesburg and Loudoun County ended up going for Marco Rubio in the primary process here in Virginia. The state did go for Donald Trump, but that region in particular, this is also the district where Barbara Comstock, Republican, is a congresswoman, and she has actually not endorsed Donald Trump. In fact, called for Donald Trump to step out of the race. So tell me what you were seeing at the rally last night, and what is that final argument to push Republicans or people who tend to vote Republican over the line there and finally end up supporting Donald Trump in these final hours?
Well, Republicans need to think about the ideals and the principles of our party and what we stand for, which are some of the things I just talked about a few moments ago. Mm-hmm. It's protecting our nation against ISIS. It is watching and limiting the number of Syrian refugees that we have coming into our nation to protect our homeland security,
What do you say to them, though?
500%.
Those voters who were worried about those things, what do you say to them when they say, but this guy, he doesn't know anything about that. He has no experience with that. In fact, some of the things that he says could actually make us less safe in the world stage.
You know, one of the things I trust is the people around him, and I do trust him, too, by the way. But if you look at all the generals in fact, Oliver North was with us last night. What a great guy. Governor Allen was with us last night. Laura Ingraham's with us last night. I was with him last night. I've been a commander-in-chief of our National Guard. And, you know, as a commander-in-chief, I take that very seriously when I send a husband, a wife, or a son or a daughter over to fight for our freedoms and our liberties. But I ask people, would you trust Hillary Clinton, knowing what's happened in Benghazi, knowing what's happened with her emails and her servers, knowing what's happened with information that has been, I think, exposed that relates to very sensitive information about our nation, would you trust her with your husband or your wife going to serve in the military overseas to make a decision as a commander-in-chief? And I can tell you that people yell back at me, no, very loudly. And that's what's at stake.
Yeah.
Donald Trump has surrounded himself with great people. He's got the right platform. He's got a 100-day plan of how to make America great again. He's not going to turn us into a big socialized nation. He's going to repeal Obamacare. He's going to strengthen our military. He's going to protect our veterans. He's going to allow us to develop our own energy. You know, there's a lot of discussion about coal and oil and gas, and that's important to Virginia. And he's going to do those kinds of things. So it's about voting for the platform, voting for the principles and the ideals, and a person who knows how to lead an organization.
But, Governor, if you look at the polls this morning, most polls have it somewhere between, 3, 4, 5% in Clinton's favor nationwide. And I'm just wondering, you were at Leesburg last night at 12:30. Huge crowd.
It's remarkable.
It is remarkable. I mean, what do you think that is there an enthusiasm gap, and will that pay off for Donald Trump on Election Day?
I think the polls are wrong. I mean, when I drove in last night, I couldn't get to the location for a long time, but there were people lined up down a two-lane road, lined up for 3 to 4 miles with their cars in the ditches, walking in the dead dark of the night, late at night in the cold, walking up, standing in very, very, very long lines. And I stood outside for 2.5 hours myself. And Donald had such big crowds in Michigan and Pennsylvania before he got here. And I was up on the stage just about 10 minutes to midnight speaking myself. And by the way, there was about, 15 to 20 speakers. All the people I just mentioned, Jerry Falwell Jr., Laura Ingraham, Oliver North, George Allen, Governor George Allen, many, many others that were there. It was just an incredible night. But there were thousands upon thousands of people who were inside there, had been standing for probably 6-7 hours, and then there were thousands upon thousands of people who tried to get in who, just because of the size of the building, couldn't, and it was cold. There was no heat in the building.
I think that speaks, that tells us something.
There's something, yeah. It really is.
It's about the enthusiasm, and people are scared for our nation, and they want to take our nation back. And, the big thing last night was we the people. We the people are in charge, and we the people are going to stand by this nation, and we believe it's the greatest nation in the world. It's going to be great again.
Thanks for joining us, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon. Thanks for coming to Virginia, too. Yeah. Enjoy your time here.
Oh, it's beautiful, and I had a great time. Your people are wonderful.
Thanks. All right. Talk to you later, Governor. Thank you. It is now 8:46 on WML. We're a little bit behind. Let's get to traffic and weather right away. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a heads up on Rockville Pike at Veers Mill Road, big intersection there. That's where crews are dealing with a crash, so be patient heading through there again. 355 and Veers Mill Road. If you're taking 270, which a lot of commuters are, still have quite the volume in Clarksburg. Starting to get a little bit of relief into Gaithersburg, but slow into Rockville. We've had a couple earlier problems on 270. Topside of the Beltway, we're still in the thick of the rush hour. College Park to Silver Spring, interloop into that Sunshine, in through Bethesda. Take you on the southbound side of the George Washington Parkway. Still looking at quite the slowdowns past the overlooks, and just at a crawl to head in over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and the Key Bridge. Also 66 eastbound in Arlington affected with the slowdowns trying to get into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure locked in, long run of dry weather here as we head on through the next couple of days. We'll keep it dry. 61 today, plenty of sunshine. Clear tonight, chilly 41, suburbs a little chillier. Sunshine tomorrow, some afternoon overcast, a little bit milder for Election Day, up to 68 degrees. Maybe some showers by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It's now 8:48 on WMAL.
Fast-changing weather makes it hard to keep your home comfortable. Fortunately, Home Air Services is offering up to a $1,600 rebate with a purchase of a new qualifying Lennox system. Make every fall day perfectly comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
All right, a campaign event in Iowa. Bernie Sanders is supposed to speak, and the person who's introducing Bernie Sanders is a student. He starts out by criticizing, as you might imagine in a situation like that, Donald Trump.
In 2012, 71% of college students in America graduated with student loan debt.
That's typical stuff. You'd expect that. But then he turned his attacks on Hillary Clinton.
But unfortunately, Hillary doesn't really care about this issue either. The only thing she cares about is pleasing her donors, the billionaires.
Wait, this is a Hillary Clinton rally.
Yeah, this is Bernie Sanders speaking on behalf of Hillary Clinton on a rally, and this guy goes off on Hillary Clinton.
Her good friend Henry.
He's introducing Bernie.
Yeah, he's introducing Bernie.
And he's ripping Hillary.
And they actually had to escort him from the stage. Yeah.
That's that passion we're going to see at the polling place tomorrow.
It's 8:48.
It all comes down to this night.
Can you believe it?
And no one covers elections like CNN.
So are you ready to vote?
Election Night in America, Tuesday on CNN.
Okay, you know, all the leaves are falling from the trees and it's getting just a little cooler. I really love the fall, but you know what comes next. I'm talking about winter. And old drafty windows can make your home uncomfortable and drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out and keep savings in your pocket, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, install. They cut out the middleman. That saves you money. If you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window and no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made just for your home and our unique climate. Put an end to those drafty windows and the high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK right now. Mention WMAL. You'll get 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018. Third-party financing is subject to credit approval. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Keep the cold out, the savings in your pocket. Call Thompson Creek right now, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Can you grab the remote? Thanks.
So, elections. Have you decided?
I don't know about president yet, but I am definitely not voting for developer Lou Ann Bennett.
Yeah, because she was supposed to build a preschool, but instead sat on the empty property for 20 years to avoid a hefty tax bill?
Yes. Plus, she may be trying to dodge more taxes now. She owns this fancy condo in Georgetown, but claims to live out here with us.
I'd kill for an apartment to crash in to avoid traffic.
Luxury apartment anywhere. Point is, Lou Ann Bennett lives the life of a D.C. insider, but claims to be one of us living in Virginia.
Because it helps her avoid tons in D.C. taxes. How convenient.
You know, it's even richer. She wants to raise our taxes. She's for health care taxes, energy taxes, even taxes on our investments.
She wants to raise my taxes but won't pay hers?
Yep. Developer Lou Ann Bennett. She makes government work for her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee. NRCC.org.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
No one wants to raise a couch potato, but not all television is necessarily a waste of your child's time. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Our friends at Common Sense Media suggest carving out time to watch TV with your kids. Why? Well, it can help you bond. It can also give you an opportunity to reinforce your values and counteract any negative messages. With toddlers, they say to keep it simple. Ask questions like, how did that song go again? Or how many balloons do the girls have? Once your kid hits kindergarten, they're ready to start learning lessons and working through conflict. So you can talk about problem solving that you saw, what the big takeaways are. With older children, focus on the consequences of a character's behavior, as well as production value, and whether or not the show might have some sort of bias. With teens, you can start to bridge the gap between what you're watching and what is real life. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com today and check out all the hottest, brand new, officially licensed apparel and team headwear. Do you have a birthday or anniversary coming up? NFL Shop is the perfect place to find a gift for yourself or others. Choose from the largest assortment for all 32 teams anywhere. NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of NFL products anywhere. Go to NFLShop.com or call 877-NFL-SHOP today.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Boy, that is a great choice. The rental market is so red hot right now, but this gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. And who doesn't want to do that? How do you become a savvy investor by renting out your house? Well, it's Rent Estate, of course, but you got to use Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company. They help everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Maybe not their homes, maybe in an inherited home or an investment property. Here's what Rent Estate is all about. You sit back back and collect the rent and take the you sit back and collect the rent and check cash that check that your tenant gives you. That pays for your mortgage. You get steady cash flow. You get long-term equity. You get the tax benefits. That's rent estate. You move from homeowner to investor. Renter's Warehouse then does all the dirty work for you. Yeah, see, they for just $80 a month, they price your property. They find you great tenants. They actually do the work of collecting the rent. You just cash the check, and they also take all the maintenance calls. Get started right now with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. That's renterswarehouse.com, or give them a call, 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395, you get all your travel lanes back now. Crash cleared northbound the Boundary Channel Drive. Now it's the pressure still trying to get across the 14th Street Bridge with the lingering delays. 66, yep, outside the Beltway, still a bit of those slowdowns into that sun glare this morning and through Centerville and through Fairlakes, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. But it's really through Arlington. We're just jammed solid to try to get over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Also slows the George Washington Parkway, 123 and onto the Chain Bridge. That's still quite slow heading on toward Canal Road, but nothing reported along the way. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure locked in, long run of dry weather here as we head on through the next couple of days. We'll keep it dry. 61 today, plenty of sunshine. Clear tonight, chilly 41, suburbs a little chillier. Sunshine tomorrow, some afternoon overcast, a little bit milder for Election Day, up to 68 degrees. Maybe some showers by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 8:56.
You always make me laugh. I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire Therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Do you know anyone who's legally registered to vote in three states? Seven on Your Side does. So what would happen if he went to more than one poll to cast his vote for president? See for yourself. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 6.
All right, listen up. This week, it's Veterans Week on Wheel of Fortune. Tune in and watch Wheel as former members of the United States Armed Forces compete for cash and prizes. Why am I yelling? I don't know. I'm not even in the military. And now my throat hurts and I don't have any lozenges. But I digress. Watch as Wheel salutes former military personnel on Veterans Week. Over and out. Or carry on. whatever.
Tonight at 7 on ABC 7. When it comes to deciding your vote, that's your business. When it comes to covering your vote, that's our business. And no one does it better than ABC 7 News. For Vote 2016, turn to Washington's most experienced election team, ABC 7 News, on your side.
America is divided on a lot of issues, but there is one thing we can all agree on. Our nation's veterans deserve our thanks. This Veterans Day, visit the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, also known as The Wall, and teach your children why it's important to commemorate Veterans Day. For the first time, family tours of The Wall will be available on Friday and Saturday, November 11th and 12th, courtesy of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund and Wall volunteers. Tours are free, but space is limited. Visit atthewall.org to register.
Well, tomorrow, Election Day, we'll be joined by General Mike Flynn, Larry Kudlow. A lot of stuff to talk about as you head to the polls.
Yeah, but I still think something is going to hit today, and we will talk about it this afternoon on the Drive at 5.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Want to remind you that we'll be giving you election coverage Tuesday night as well, right here on WML, Brian and I, and we'll check in with Chris Plant and all that jazz. Hey, speaking of Chris Plant, look who's here.
Is that tomorrow night?
Oh, no, you're not. Already?
I can't believe it's already here. Man, it really sneaked up on us, didn't it? Didn't see this coming. I want to get into this with you and some of the stuff from over the weekend, crazy corrupt Clintons, and what do you think happens after